Hello and welcome to the call. I'd appreciate it if everyone would kindly hit the star 6 buttons on your phone so we can mute all background noises. That is, of course, everyone except our guest. At the end, we'll take a few questions, and at that time, I will ask those of you who have any questions to please push the star 6 buttons again so we can hear you. The format for the call is simply that I will interview our guest and then after that, take a few questions at the end. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Dotsie Bregel, and I'm founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which can be found at nabbw.com, and also boomerwomenspeak.com, which are the number one sites on major search engines for baby boomer women. I'm passionate about educating and empowering boomer women and spend most of my days doing that. Since launching Boomer Women Speak about 6 years ago, I've been connecting, encouraging, and supporting boomer women on a daily basis, and I also do a lot of educating and empowering women over at the NABBW.com site. Our sites are proudly sponsored by Me Again Products, which are tried and true products for midlife women, and they can be located at meagainonline.com. We're also sponsored by SunSweet for those interested in natural digestive health solutions, and they can be found online at plumsmart.net. Okay, if you are not a member of the NABBW, we'd like to offer you a discount on joining. It's typically $75, but if you're on the call today and would like to join for $50, email me at dots@nabbw.com, and we can send you a link to join for $50. This teleseminar is one of our free educational opportunities once a member of the NABBW, and we have approximately 60 of similar type educational opportunities archived at the members-only page at nabbw.com. At the end, if anyone has any questions about the association, we'd be happy to answer those too. And just so you know, these teleconferences are taped, and then they are also transcribed. So we can send an audio link to anyone who's interested, and then we can also send a PDF, which is just a file that you can print and read it if you'd like to. Okay, let's get started. Today we have Virginia Ellen. Are you there, Virginia Ellen?
Yes.
Good. Good to have you on the call. Your topic, Suddenly Young Again, I think is actually a perfect title, and I think it attracted quite a few people. And one of the things we're going to talk about on the call is, you know, just what does young mean to baby boomers, and of course, how to feel young again and how it may differ from what we thought when we were in our 20s. But Virginia Ellen is an author, a medical intuitive, a mystic, and coach, and she has founded Sacred Heart Yoga. She also developed Sacred Heart Medicine and created Circles of Love, and she's going to tell us a little bit about all of them in a little bit. She is featured in the new documentary, What If?, with experts Bruce Lipton and Bernie Siegel and many others on the biology of belief, emotion, and the law of attraction, and how all of them tie together, and how they can all help us live a more responsible life. You Can Have More is Virginia's radio show that airs 4 times a week throughout the U.S., and that can be found on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Virginia is an expert in reading beliefs in the unconscious mind that hinder success. She helps her clients dismantle those beliefs and reprograms them. She has just released a new course that links beliefs and emotions in the unconscious mind with money problems, titled Feel and Grow Rich. And I'm sure that's doing well in this economy, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's see. All of Virginia's work stems from a near-death experience that occurred in 1989. And during that profound encounter, she was given the chance to return, if she agreed, to change every concept she held. Once she agreed, Virginia found herself with knowledge she had not possessed before and discovered a deep love within herself for the divine. She was shown, and this is really interesting to me because we often hear about people who have had near-death experiences, so I'm really looking forward to speaking to someone who has and learning what you've learned since that time. She was shown how the unconscious mind was created and how to recreate it so one can have a rich, joyful, and abundant life. And isn't that what we all want? So for the past 20 years, she's been transforming the very belief she agreed to change, and she has inspired thousands to find their true selves. She's a woman who lives in the way of the heart and joyfully walks her talk, and it is abundantly clear in her voice. She's the author of Sacred Heart Yoga, A Personal Resurrection into Love, and Perfect Peace, Jesus' Way to Attain Peace, along with numerous CDs. She has led hundreds of workshops throughout the U.S., Mexico, and the Greek Isles, and she's a sought-after presenter for the New Thought Churches, which is a frequent frequent radio guest and presented aboard cruise ships for Power Place Tour. So it sounds like you've really carved out quite a niche for yourself. Virginia Ellen can be found. She has two websites. One is virginiaellen.net, and notice I said that's .net, virginiaellen.net, as well as suddenlyyounger.net. And you're welcome to, you know, kind of browse those sites while you're on the call or after. The link for the movie that she is in is connected on her site, so you can find that there. And you can contact her through her sites at sacredheartyoga@juno.com. But there are links to connect with her online. So, Virginia Ellen, I just want to welcome you to the call and see if you have anything to say before we jump into the questions.
Well, I just want to thank you, and I'm really excited to be here and share what I've experienced and learned with you all, and I know it can change your life in every single way possible, as well as what we're speaking of now is regeneration. So I'll share what I know about that and how it all works.
Okay. Before we get started, do you mind sharing a little bit about your near-death experience? And one thing that I noticed that I think is really cool, and maybe if you could talk about it, is what you were doing before this near-death experience, because one focuses on the outside, and then you have the near-death experience, and everything you're doing focuses on the inside. So can you talk about that just a little?
Yes, I was a, since my very early years, actually in seventh grade, I was, you know, taking home economics, and I was in a sewing class, and I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. So I went into the fashion field, and I was a fashion designer. I had my own business called Personal Enhancement Services in Southern California, and I had 10 women that worked with me, and we did large conferences, of all kinds, and I would teach on stage, and then we would do makeovers. So it was definitely the outer world, you know, our outer being from makeup to hairstyle, and I did makeovers, and it was just a wonderful time. It was fun. It was exciting. I actually loved it because I do love fashion, and I love beauty no matter what, beauty and gardening, beauty and decorating. So I was very happy and fulfilled in that life that I was living and very successful. Had my own makeup line even, and, you know, really was doing the whole thing. And then I had this experience, and I actually ended up selling that to one of my consultants, and I started this whole new way, first just with myself, and within a year or so I started teaching. And I thought I needed a teacher, but I became the teacher. So it was interesting because when you enter a new field, you know, like you're the teacher, it's like, wow, that's scary. But I was definitely had things to say that I needed to say. And so first it started with this practice, which is called Sacred Heart Yoga, you know, which is really a the lost science of prayer. So I was bringing people a lost science that really makes your prayers be answered, in other words. And so it's in a form of movement. And that's how it all started. So, yes, now I decorate the inner world rather than the outer world.
Yeah, and I just thought that was so neat to learn that. And I just have to ask a couple questions about that, and then we'll jump into to some of the meat of the program. Prior to the near-death experience, had you considered selling your business, or you were fine with your business? At what stage were you when you had that near-death experience?
Well, I was very much in love with my business.
Okay.
It was kind of like who I was, you know, up until then, since mm-hmm. the age of, four, you know, very young, seventh grade. So I was, it was like me, you know. I was attached to it as an identity.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this was like a real shift in my whole reality.
And was it an easy thing for you to do? Because from what I understand, and I'm actually a very prayerful person myself, once you feel called to something, a lot of the fear goes out the window. And I'm not saying you have no fear, but the whole idea of selling the business and moving into what you thought you were being called to do at that stage in your life came easily?
Yes, it wasn't like I had fear. I just did what I needed to do and felt drawn to do. And then somebody actually offered to buy it. So I wasn't, like, actively. I was just going to let it go,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was going to do what I was supposed to do. And then it evolved into someone actually buying it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into some of the questions that we told women would be answered on the call. The first one is that you would help expand our minds to the possibilities of physical rejuvenation and regeneration. So if you can tell us a little bit about that, first maybe address what physical rejuvenation is and what regeneration is, and then maybe, you know, how we can begin to expand our minds.
Okay, so for me, physical rejuvenation is really energy, you know, because children have a lot of energy, and many times older people have very little energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel energized, and you have as much energy as a 20-year-old would have. And that energy is in everything. It's in everything you do, and, you know, it's just a movement in your body. So you're very vital, very alive, very spontaneous, happy. You know, it's a whole thing that takes over your whole body. It's not just one piece of life, but it's all of you, and it's just a strength, an inner energetic strength that keeps you going forward and learning and discovering and developing, and, you know, you're really living life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's the physical rejuvenation and the regeneration, and you can actually feel a difference. Now, tell us how we can expand our minds to these possibilities.
Well, first of all, what we believe is who we are, and one of Dr. Lipkin's, Bruce Lipkin's, on his website, he has that you actually can think beyond your genes. So he has scientific proof of what I speak of, which is wonderful. And so, you know, I am 66, almost 66 years old, and all my blood work is like I'm 54, and I look very young. I don't have any body fat on me. I mean, and I'm not, like, exercising all the time. It's just what's happening in my body cellularly beyond my genes, you might say. So what we think, we actually are physically. We've heard what you think, you know, what you eat, you are. But what you think, you become, because every thought is a frequency,
mm-hmm.
an energy. And so you are the energy of your consciousness. And that's why I was asked to change my concepts, which are my thoughts, my beliefs. And as I begin to change them to beliefs that are true and a higher level of belief, then my whole physical body changes and my posture's changed. My pictures at 40, I was round-shouldered. Now I stand erect. My head is back. And so that's amazing. You know, because it's usually the other way around.
Right. So basically what you're telling us is that we are what we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
If we think positive thoughts, we can live a more positive life.
Yes.
And anything else you want to add to that? Because I totally believe this, and I really try to live my life this way and actually try to take different times throughout the day to remind myself to think about God going forward. And that, you know, God would be present, like, in the next chunk of the day. And so the more I believe that you tune into this awareness, and I want to hear how you explain what that is for you and for the people that you coach, the more optimistic you become, the happier you become, and the more pleasant you feel and look at life with a lighter perspective. So I understand that you have some questions that we can ask ourselves so that we can become clear on when that process of degeneration or aging began in our bodies. Like, because for some of us, our attitude is, ugh, I'm 50 or I'm 60, I'm old, I can't do this, I can't do that, I don't want to do this, and it's all negative. So, in you know, by mentioning again the topic of this teleseminar, suddenly young again, you believe that we can change that thought pattern and actually feel rejuvenated and regenerated. So what are some of those questions that you have for us that we can even think about while we're on this call?
Okay, I will do that in a second, but I wanted to add one component because this is very, very important.
Okay, please
do. We just thought about thinking, but I'm going to be using the word feel.
Okay.
In the questions, because you create with thought and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so how that works is thought would be the energy. There's an energy with every thought, and you know that because some mornings you get up and you're excited and some mornings you get up and you're a little slow, and you start thinking or doing prayers or whatever we do as an individual, and we can actually change that. So we've had experiences like that. But what we feel propels the thought. It moves the thought. It puts the energy in motion. So a lot of times we can have a positive thought, but the underlying feeling doesn't match it. So if you're thinking I can be, you know, successful, I can regenerate, I have to think and feel that together.
Okay.
So feeling is very, very important in this, you know, formula that we're working with, is I must feel the possibility or the potential. Hopeful.
Okay.
The more excited I'm now about it, the more it's going to happen.
Okay, and I agree with that. And what I want to ask is, actually, I'm going to do something we don't usually do, but just for the sake of us learning a little bit and seeing how this can work, you're going to ask some questions of the women on the call. And what I'm going to do is, after you ask the question, I'm going to see if there's anyone on the call that is willing to share their answers. Just so that, you know, it might be helpful if we can hear an experience, and we'll take it from there. Hopefully somebody will want to speak up, but you never know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the first question is, what I think about rejuvenation? Is it possible? Do I think that, you know, it's impossible? That physical rejuvenation. Getting younger, in other words.
Okay. So is that, do we even believe that that's possible?
Yes.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm figuring that in order for this to happen, the answer would have to be yes.
Right. So
right.
In order
okay.
for it to happen, it has to be yes.
Okay. So first, do you want to just make sure that you actually believe in this and in a feeling and thinking of rejuvenation? Okay. What else?
Yeah.
What else?
Okay. So the next one would be, in my own life and how I look when I look in the mirror, do I like the process, I guess we could call it, of getting older?
Mm-hmm.
Do I like it? Do I dislike it? Do I hate it? You know, people talk about it in our conversations, like we, you know, getting forgetful, and it's a real common thing that we put into conversation when you're with people 50 and 60. They talk about it all the time. So
yes.
What do we like that? Do we not like it? You know, what is our attitude, which is a feeling about it?
Okay.
Feeling.
Okay, and I can share a little bit about that. I belong to a group of seven women. Five of us have known each other since first grade, and two we met in high school. And we meet once a month. And I'm often planting seeds about midlife being the best time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
With my friends, and there was definitely one gal who did not believe that, but I have continued to plant these seeds and share different reasons and just feel upbeat. There's another woman in the group who's also very upbeat, launched a new business on her 50th birthday, and feels the same thing. So it's been interesting because one gal in particular who was not of this mindset after listening to this for months has said, you know, maybe there is something to that. And so I just, it made me realize that, okay, you know, it really is what you think. And you can change the way you think. And now this gal has just gotten a new promotion. And it's a promotion that she's a, no woman has ever had before. And so now we're, like, encouraging her and telling her, see, isn't this just, like, such a great time? And making her realize that, you know, if you believe this, it can happen.
Yes, and life can just be beginning at 50,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us. I mean, a whole new life.
Right.
Saving life.
Right. Okay, any other questions?
Yes, so a lot of us, I mean, there's a lot of different books out there now and a lot of talks and magazines, articles about aging gracefully and basically accepting the aging process. So have we accepted it and are we at peace with it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I would think that, you know, we could get some mixed answers for that because some people, I think, are at peace with where they are mentally, but maybe not loving the wrinkles or the sags or the bags or something like that. So what you have to teach allows us to embrace everything.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully everybody's thought about that.
Because how this works is there's a law in the universe called the law of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the truth that sets you free. It's something we have heard often. And so when we accept a positive or a negative about ourselves and what we actually feel and think, either side is going to open our whole body up to heal, to move to the next level. And that's what AA is based on. You would say, my name is Virginia and I'm an alcoholic. And when I do that, I begin the recovery process.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to accept, you know, if I really don't like aging, I'm not at peace with it, I just need to accept it. I don't need to change it. Just accepting it is the beginning of the change.
Okay.
So that's really important, that it's okay where we're at, regardless of where that is. One's not better than the other. We're just accepting where we are in the moment as okay. And when we do that, there's a shift that goes on in our beingness, in our whole bodies, an energy shift, and things can start moving now in an upward movement.
Okay, I'm definitely following you. How about any other questions so that we can become clearer
on this? Yeah, this is a really personal one, but it's very important. How do I feel about my body?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to add to that. If you've just entered the call, please push *6 so we can mute any background noises. Okay, so the most recent one is, how do we feel about our body? And I'm sure there's all kinds of different responses on that.
Yeah, there's going to be all kinds of that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people gain weight because of hormones and different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you could do the same with, you know, face and wrinkles and sagging like you talked about earlier.
Right.
You know, what do I feel about that? Because what I feel is really important because it's really, like, personal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we feel ashamed or embarrassed or we're just, you know, not okay with it. So that's a really important place to look at.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes.
Okay. How many more? Just so I have an idea here. And then we'll see if somebody would like to share anything.
About 3.
Okay.
Is aging painful?
Okay.
And do I feel beautiful inside?
Okay. And I would think that, you know, these answers could change. I mean, there are some days where you feel...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. But what we're aiming for is to feel beautiful inside. Okay? And what is the last
one?
And
the last question is, at what age did you notice that you were beginning to physically age when you looked in the mirror?
Okay. So put an age on it.
Mm-hmm. Or feel like maybe, you know, arthritis started or something happened and you started feeling, you know, sluggish or lack of energy. So it started, when did all that start, you know,
right.
for each one of us?
Okay, I'm going to see if anybody has any guts or enough nerve on the phone to push *6 and share some of your answers with us. Is anyone brave enough to do that today? Other than me, If so, just push *6 and we'll just listen in to some of your responses. Does anyone want to try?
Hello.
Hi. You can share your name if you'd like and your website, and if you don't want to, you can remain anonymous.
Okay. Well, my name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
And hi. And what, you know, I think it is kind of a two-edged sword, or a sword is not really the right metaphor here, but the idea of accepting our aging, I think, is just absolutely right. And yet the idea of young again, remaining young, seems in some way to be contradictory. And what I'm seeing, or what I'm working with in terms of thought process to really get to what feels really right for me, is some kind of a youthful age. I mean, I want to embrace my age. I think one of the things that is so out of balance on the planet today is that we've taken the power away from ourselves in old age. We haven't embraced the old woman within us, that wise old woman. And somehow I think that needs to be accepted and embraced and drawn out and prepared for. And at the same time, to do that in some way requires that you cultivate, rejuvenate, and gather that vital energy that is youthful. So it's kind of like what Clarissa Pinkola Estes said at one time, that the goal of life is to become ageless, like old while young and young while old. Am I making sense? Or what do you think about that, Virginia?
Well, many of the things you said are absolutely true. So addressing one would be that, first of all, the wise woman or man that is in us, because we've had experiences. And experience gives you knowledge. That's how you gain knowledge as a human being, is through experience. True knowledge, when you know something, it's because you've experienced it.
Yes, exactly.
So we have all that knowledge. But then also for me, I am looking at many cultures have stayed young for beyond the years that we stay young and healthy throughout the world, and yogis have done it. And so some of that has to do with diet, depending on the region and the diet. But others, it's about consciousness.
Yes.
You know, and so looking at just consciousness as a way to actually regenerate, then, you know, thinking that it's a potential or a possibility to actually reverse the aging to some degree, and depending on, you know, how that could happen, we don't know, because nobody's really done it. In the movie What If, there's a man that was bald, and through this process that he developed, grew his hair back, and he has thousands of clients that have also done this. And it's always with thought and emotion. Mm-hmm. See, so there's something that is real there, and that's why that movie is, it shows all these different people doing many different things throughout the world that are so uncommon, like a man growing a tooth after a tooth fell out.
You know? I believe I all those things are real. And I think we're what I'm looking at is kind of in really working with that thought process, where if you're trying to reverse the aging process, how do you hold on to accepting your being proud of the age that you are and all that has led up to that.
Okay.
And, you know, so, you know, there's that contradiction that's very easy to misalign our thoughts with when we're wanting to rejuvenate and take back our physical youth at the same time of embracing the age that we are and everything that, you know, our position on the circle.
Okay, Sandra, okay. If I could just share a little something, and
sure.
then we're going to have to get on to a couple other questions.
Yes.
I would have to, I totally understand where you're coming from, and here's a thought. If there's ever a generation that could do it, it would be the baby boomers.
Yes.
And I believe we are doing it, because I have read so many articles, and have also read a lot of posts by the women in our forum community at BoomerWomenSpeak.com. And women are embracing their age. And I think it's like embrace the wisdom, you know, and I don't know, see if you can follow me here. Embrace the wisdom and be grateful for who you are at that age. But if there's anything that you can do to make you feel even better, then do that too.
Exactly, vitality, not vanity or something.
Right,
like that.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for speaking up. I really appreciate it. And we're going to have to go back to some, you know, some more of the questions we have here for Virginia Ellen, so we can learn a little more of how to go about this. Okay. Okay. Do you have anything else to say, Virginia Ellen?
No. I thought your answer was excellent.
Okay. Great. Thanks. All right. We want to talk about learning the science of rejuvenation and how the pituitary and the pineal glands work together to cause the cells to vibrate at a frequency that allows them to rejuvenate and regenerate. Okay, and that sounds like a mouthful. But from what I can tell, you're able to share with us that there is a way that the pituitary and pineal glands can work together, and that actually makes this scientific and makes it all work.
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, we are energy beings, you know, and the Aramaic language, which is the language that Jesus spoke, and I have learned some of this language through wisdom I received. One of the basic things is life in Aramaic means energy. And so every time we read life, that he said life, he said energy. I have come to give you more energy. That's high alma. Is more energy. And if you say that, you will feel energy. If we all just said, hi, Alma, hi, Alma, hi, Alma, you're going to feel energy moving in your body. More energy. And the body has energy centers. They're called sacred seals. They work with the thought, and the pineal and pituitary are working with the thought. So when we begin to embrace, so in other words, I accept that I'm 65 and a half. And I am smiling. So I have embraced that I am 65 and a half. And I accept that I am getting younger, physically younger. So now something's happening in my body because I'm feeling excited about both ends of the process. It's kind of like I'm doing something that nobody could do. You know, it's exciting to be a pioneer on the frontier of something brand new that us baby boomers can do and will do and are doing. So there's excitement, which is that energy of joy which is needed. So when you have a thought, particularly when the feeling is involved, then, and this is a high thought, a positive, loving thought, particularly a prayer, when you are praying to the divine, and you can call it whatever you call it, but there is something in this universe that created everything, and it created us, and it's inside of us. And so that is what you can look at as part of you. You can talk to it. But the lost science of prayer was to speak to this Father within me rather than outside of me. And so I began to pray to the beloved Father in me and feel the love, and that love grew daily and daily until my whole body was vibrating and tingling and excited and alive because that light or life was coming alive in my body. So my brain took the thought, and the pineal then is, it's one of its functions, is it communicates with the body. So the frequency of the thought was shut down my central nervous system, and every nerve ending started tingling with this energy, and my body started like waking up. You know, waves of energy would be waking up in my body. And sometimes it's warm, and sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it makes you shake and shiver. And it's real. It's a real physical experience.
Okay,
and
so that explains how there's actually science behind this.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, what was the word you were saying when you said high energy?
High alma.
Okay, H-I-G-H.
H-I, just H-I. And if you just say high, you'll feel energy rising from the lower portion of your body.
Yeah, okay. And then alma, A-L-M-A.
A-L-M-A.
A-L-M-A, okay, all right. So high alma, okay. Okay.
More energy. So you
okay.
want energy, you just say it, and you'll feel energy moving in your body. So
okay.
Understanding that we are an energy being rather just than a human being begins to open the mind up to see itself a little differently. And if you're an energy being and you put in the right thoughts, that energy is going to speed up.
Interesting.
Going
Gosh,
to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else about that, how that works scientifically?
Yes. Well, you have these energy centers, these seals that are in your body, and there's a code or keys to these seals. And each key is a word. And those keys then release energy from within your body, and it starts moving again through the body. And it works with the law of acceptance. So the first key is I accept that it's possible for me to get younger.
Okay.
So that would be something if you were wanting to actually physically or heal. Maybe you have some kind of, you know, disorder. I accept that it's possible for my body to heal.
Okay. And
so I was diagnosed with something that was incurable a year ago, and I didn't believe that that was true. So I abused this, and I'm up walking around doing everything. And my doctor's amazed because it's not on the list of curables. So, you know, by doing this, there's an energy of healing that can come from within my body and from the universe to change things.
Okay, and I'm just curious, do you work with cancer patients or people who have disease, different diseases?
I do. I mean, some people, I work with everything from money to disease to low self-esteem to, you know, just anything, depression, really good for depression. So it's just a fascinating science. And like I say, there's now people that have, you know, done the studies that actually have proven all of these things. So that's what's so remarkable.
Okay, let's
move on. It's
just
beginning. That science is just beginning. I mean, it's going to keep going now.
Yeah, okay, because we only have 20 minutes, and I'd like to use like 10 minutes of that for questions. But how does the energy and emotion of love change the cells of our bodies?
Okay, so love is the highest frequency that we can hold. Love, and which is joy, also leads to joy. And so as we love the divine, and maybe you're not into that, so you could love the sunset or your grandchildren, you know, and really feel the love.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the love, like really feel your love. You know, just let it take over. And, you know, maybe tears come because you feel this love. That is what, so the love then begins to move through your body because you are conceived in love, you were made in love, the love of God, and you are love itself.
And I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You return to the love that you are.
Because I know personally myself, I know some people who are very loving people, but who are very dragged down by this world or a certain situation in their lives. And that somehow overtakes the love. You know, and so I think that to change the focus to love as opposed to all the negativity certainly helps.
Yeah, and it's not just like, I mean, I know we were raised to, you know, love our neighbors and be really good, especially women, you know,
mm-hmm.
sacrifice for your family. And, you know, women have done it for years and years and eons and eons. And but this is not about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is about loving what's real and God and the source of your life, the source of life itself, you know, if you want to go beyond religion, because I don't want to get hung up on anybody's religion. So it's just, you know, loving, becoming love. And, of course, that's a little bit different than doing good deeds. I mean, good deeds will come from that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to be a martyr and to sacrifice oneself but to, you know, embrace love. So there's a difference there. And so some people, yes, are very giving and very loving, but they deplete themselves, so there's a lack of self-love and self-care, you know, and so that isn't good either.
Right, and I'm sure that's something you really delve deeper into when you coach.
Yes, definitely.
Because we have quite a few more things to touch base on, and this is something that I think is huge, especially in women, and that is the inner judge and critic and how that can impede the rejuvenation process.
Yes, I mean, you know, women have, you know, for some reason felt that we have to have this perfect body. And, of course, if you open a magazine, you know, and all these ads and, you know, about being a certain size and having, you know, buns of steel and all these different things that are out there, it's very, very, especially here in our country, and the young women, it's very sad that they buy into this. You know, so we lose our identity. We think we have to be a certain way, and then there's a critic in there that thinks I'm, you know, I have clients that, you know, embraced when they were 11 years old that they were not pretty. I mean, I had one woman who was absolutely lovely, attractive, beautiful bone structure, and when we went in, she was 11, she had freckles, and of course, people teased her, and so she didn't ever do anything to, like, use skincare or put on makeup. She had a boy's haircut all the time, really severe, because she didn't think she was pretty, so she didn't allow herself to do and have those feminine qualities, like she would never take a bubble bath, you know, and those kinds of things. And so just that changed her whole life, that she, you know, let go of not being pretty because she had freckles and embraced the truth that she's beautiful. And she was like 60 years old and went out and bought skincare for the first time and, you know, started taking care of herself.
Mm-hmm.
So that inner critic, which can come from a real old past experience, because teenage years are very challenging, and preteen, you know, going through those hormonal changes and then trying to get into, you know, a different form of life, which includes boys now, is really hard. And so those are some of the things we take on, and then we never let them go. And so we look at our bodies and we still think we're heavy, and that's really what, you know, the bulimia and eating disorders are, even though they're thin. They can't see that they're not. So we never see our beauty.
Right.
So you start realizing that, many of you probably already have, that you look at a picture when you were 40 or 30 or 20, God, it was really pretty and I didn't think so. I thought I was this or I thought I was that. Too skinny, too fat, too tall, too short. And you look at yourself, oh my God, I wasted all those years thinking I wasn't, and here I really was.
So one of the things that you do when you work with women is probably talk to them about what their inner critic has been saying through these years, or their inner judge, and then taking those things and dismantling them, I'm sure. Okay, let's see. Do we have time for the experience of changing the frequency of cells in our bodies? Do you have time for that?
Yes, I do, and I'm going to use an Aramaic word because the Aramaic language is a very vibrational language.
Mm-hmm.
And so shim, S-H-I-M, is the word we're going to use, and that means your rhythm, because everything was, the whole language was different. So you were to move in your own rhythm, and it meant your name, your light essence, that this was your light. So they knew that they were the light, that it was in their body, and that they had, this light had its own rhythm. And so we're just going to say to this, talk to the shim. So this is how you would, you might say, raise your frequency, or you could use the word pray if you wanted. And so we just close our eyes, and you put your hand on your body, and you're going to use love because that's what's going to change the frequency. And you would say, I love you, my shim. I love you, my holy shim. I love you, my holy shim. I love you, my light. I love you, my shim. My beautiful shim. My beautiful light. And you feel your body. You feel energy in your body.
And it helps you stay focused. And I guess let those thoughts seep deep within.
Yeah, you just keep saying it out loud. You always say these, we call them attunements or prayers, because you're attuning yourself to a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, loving this energy that's in your body, which is called the Shem. And the Shem, Shemaya is the light around you. The Diba Shemaya is heaven. So it's all about this Shem that's in all these different pieces of we came from heaven, and it's in our body, the Shem. So it's our personal Shem, which is your personal light essence. You might call it your spirit. And it's also your rhythm. You move in a differently than I move. You know, we're different people, so we have different movements. And so that's just connecting to that source of who you are and loving it, mm-hmm. blessing it, and just feeling it and letting it, repeating it out loud, because word is creation. And so you create with your word. You are the word. You were created in the word. So we're going back to the word, and you speak it out loud, and that creates movement of energy. Now, you can take any thought. I just use that because it's in all of us, and it's not going against any, you know, particular religion and not using God, but you could use that word. You could use any word
mm-hmm.
that makes, you know, you feel comfortable.
Okay, and that actually changes the cells in the body.
Yes, it will begin to vibrate you, and you'll begin to feel this energy in your body. So accepting anything and loving the divine essence that you are, you know, or the some people like to call it divine intelligence, because something intelligent is running our body. And
right.
Can't deny that. So some people call it divine intelligence. Loving what is within you that makes you alive, because that's the source that's going to regenerate you.
Right.
You can call it anything you want. You know, whatever fits your belief system, you would use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. I have 10 of. So let's see if anybody has a question, because I have a few more questions for you, but I don't want to get down to the end of the call and someone not have a chance to ask a question that's on the call. If anyone has a question and they want to ask Virginia Ellen, please push *6 and she'll be able to answer that for you. And if no one has a question, I'll just keep going on with the rest of the questions that we have. Okay, and if somebody pushes *6 while we're talking, that's fine. We'll stop and listen. All right, let's talk a little bit about self-love. And we've touched on it a little bit. Do you have anything else to say about it?
Well, I think loving yourself is part of this cycle of rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
First, you would love creation, the creator. It's the first step in moving through this cycle, because it's moving around, and it is like a spiral, a circle energy. Everything moves in circles in the universe. You know, the planets are orbiting in circles. Everything, you know, seasons. It's all about circles and cycles. So you have to start the cycle. Get on the cycle of rejuvenation, and you do that by loving this divine source, whatever you want to call it, around you and within you. And then eventually, then you have to love the personality self, the human you self, which could be your hips or, you know, your nose or whatever part of your personality, your abilities, what you've achieved in this lifetime or not achieved. So coming to terms, you might say, or peace, or forgiving yourself for things that you may have not accomplished that you really wanted to. You know, failures, we could call it, depending on, you know, what everybody has inside of you. And that's the final step, is loving yourself. And, you know, in the New Testament it says, love yourself as your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if you can't love yourself, how could you love your neighbor?
I've said that many times.
Really loving yourself is not easy.
Right.
It's probably the hardest thing you'll ever do. So that's, you know, I teach, you know, classes on, you know, how to even begin this process. And doing mirror work is really extraordinary. You'll cry, you know, but just holding the mirror and looking at your nose and just saying your name, I really love your nose. I like your nose because it's this, it's that. Going beyond the judgment you might have on your nose, you know, or any other body part, with women that's always a really big one, you know, that we have either judged or someone has judged.
Right.
Okay.
Well, how about if you tell us about some of the programs that you have that can walk people through these experiences and really teach them, you know, this whole idea of rejuvenation and regeneration. Tell us about some of the products, because I know on your website you have different things that people can purchase. And then how does your coaching work by phone? That, you want to fill us in a little bit about those things?
Okay, the cycle of rejuvenation is a formula actually on my Suddenly Younger formula for rejuvenation, which talks about how this cycle moves, and you know, and then there's a formula of working with these sacred seals that release the energy in your body, so you're thinking the thoughts, so your brain's involved, and then the inner energy centers begin to release energy. So that's there, and it's very reasonable. And also the book, Sacred Heart Yoga, teaches the practice that begins this love for this source of life that is within us, and then that leads you again into, and it follows the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. So it's a prayer, a practice of transformation and creation. So you transform the old and you create the new. And it's not just, it's thought, it's feeling, and it's physical energy. You know, you feel it in all the different places as you are, because you give God your body, your mind, your emotions, your words out, you're speaking. So you're giving all that you are to this divine in this practice, and then all this starts happening in your body. So that's something, those are the, like the beginning steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I have CDs also for the yoga and for some of the rejuvenation.
Okay, so the CDs are things that people can purchase, and there's no coaching that goes with it. Actually, whatever needs to be done, you are taught through the CD. It's your voice
Correct.
Telling them what to do. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And then I do have my personal coaching. And what I do there is people give me what they would like to change,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm able to basically read the unconscious mind and the energy in the body and find out the root cause of why we have this situation. And then together I teach you how to, I do it with you, and then you know, people generally start crying and have deep experiences because we're talking about something that's deep inside of you and it's starting to change.
That's
and
been there for a long
have
time.
Homework to do. You keep doing it. I give you homework so that you continue to move forward and up this spiral
mm-hmm.
to a higher place.
And how many times, like when people meet with you, I saw some of the things on your website, is that like, what's a good place to start? Like 3 one-hour sessions, or how does that?
Well, normally I have a package that you get four. You pay for three,
okay.
You get one free.
Okay.
You can do one. Most people may try one, and then they'll end up doing the four because they really like it, because they can actually feel it happening inside of them. And that's very exciting. That you can then believe something's happening because you feel it.
Right. Can you give us, we only have a couple minutes left, and I don't hear that anybody has questions. So I thought I would ask one last question. We want to get to the resources, so we'll do that last, any resources that you might have. But can you share, of course, without using someone's name, maybe something from a woman at midlife who has worked with you, and let's say her issue was low self-esteem or something she had been carrying, you know, holding on to since childhood, and how her life has changed? If
yes,
you can think
actually,
of anyone in particular.
I do have a number of them. I met a woman who bought my book in Spokane, Washington, but she was visiting, and she called and started doing personal coaching, and then after a while she came to some of my retreats and events, and she wore a hat every time she came, and a different kind, you know, little caps and different things, hiding herself. She was very quiet, hardly ever spoke. She was in an abusive relationship.
Mm.
And now she is, her hair is gorgeous. It's auburn. It's long. It's thick. It's naturally curly. And she wears it, you know, she walks around with hair now.
Right.
I mean, and she is an entrepreneur. She left a relationship. She's always wanted to. She's very intelligent. She's beautiful, and she just like keeps blooming and blooming and blooming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as she keeps finding these pieces that have, you know, stopped her from being who she really is, this miraculous woman, which was all from low self-esteem, afraid to talk, you know, and now she's, you know, starting to speak on radio shows, and, I mean, she's going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah, and it's all because she's worked with you, and you've allowed her to work through these issues and be more intentional, I guess, about what she is doing and what she's being called to do in this life.
Yeah, and she's actually changed her whole cellular mass. You know, she changed it.
Now, how do you know that?
Because because the law of attraction works that you draw to you the frequency you are. So if a thought and emotion creates the frequency and moves it, and you change that cellularly, because these way I do it actually changes the cells.
Right.
By using these key words, and you feel it vibrationally, and all these old memories, because in the body is stored the memories in the
mm-hmm.
cells. So the past is being released. They're like all the pictures from the past. You see them, and they're just being released. And now you're putting in, through this prayer of creation, you're creating a life that's based on the truth of who you really are, you know, and that you have all these gifts and abilities, and now because you're free, it set you free, the truth, you're just different, and
right.
you don't even do anything to be different, you know, because you did the inner work, and so the outer world builds your inner mansion, and, you know, you have a mansion, an outer world that matches it. So that's really what we do, is we use thought as a tool to build the inner mansion, and then the world reflects it to us.
Very good. I just think it's very inspirational and hopeful. And if someone wants to get in touch with you, they can get in touch with you through your site, virginiaellen.net or suddenlyyoungagain.net. And then tell us if you have any other resources so women can delve deeper into this topic.
Well, I have some really great, they're all men, however, but they're more in the researching field, but they have great information, and gregbraden.com has a new book called Fractal Time, and it's really about this cycle, and which you could call the Wheel of Karma, or what goes around comes around, but it's all through the scientific base and also ancient teachings, so he combines them both because he is a scientist. And then, so that book is really interesting. And then drbrucelipton.com is, you know, Think Beyond the Genes, and he's proven the biology of beliefs. So that's really another really great resource. And he's a really, and on his website there's, you know, DVDs, and he's a really charismatic, exciting, and alive person to listen to, you know, as a speaker. And then Dr. Emoto, who's from Japan, and you may have heard of some of his Miracle of the Water, and I heard him speak also, he has actually proven, since we are about 90% water, that the water in our body actually is crystal, and it forms these crystals depending on our thought, and you can watch it up on the screen, and the whole audience actually began to sing Heartbreak Hotel. So we were all thinking and saying out loud the same thought, and the form of water up on the screen became a broken heart.
Hmm.
So when we say, my heart is broken, it's happening. When we say, I'm sick of this, it's happening.
Yeah.
We have to really understand that the body is so intelligent that if I say this, the water in the body, when you say love, it's a beautiful crystal. And when you say thank you, it's a gorgeous crystal. So staying in gratitude and love and just saying that, my whole body's tingling because I'm changing my crystals, my energy. So all these men have proven it in a different way.
Okay, good.
And he actually has you tape on your water bottle or your glass of water like love or gratitude or happiness or peace or financial abundance, and you take that frequency and you drink it. You know, I haven't done that, but that's part of what he's, you know, telling people to do. So, I mean, it's all the same thing but different.
Right, right. Okay, I think that it's 4 o'clock, so we packed the hour in, and we still had a couple questions, but is it possible for you to send us those questions that you asked in the beginning so that we can share them with maybe the women in our forum community or perhaps in some of the information that we send out with the links to listen? That would be great. Okay, Virginia Ellen, I just want to thank you so much for being with us and opening our eyes to another way of living in a positive light, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. So have a great day.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Bye. Me too. Okay. Bye-bye.